Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Justin Kruger is a councillor candidate for Ward 72. He represents CMOSA, Civic Movement of South Africa. He joins us this morning to find out what the Civic Movement of South Africa is and how it is different from other parties. A very good morning. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
So first of all, let's start with what the Civic Movement of South Africa is.
Okay, so let's start with the first word, civic. Anything to do with anything civic, as you know, Howard, is when someone of their own goodwill and interest in the community volunteers their services. So that would be anything civic. Now, we're exactly that, a movement based on those kinds of people. And we're a very small organization. We were established in 2018. And we've had some success. Obviously, it's not an easy task doing goodwill in the world. And, that's just to give you an idea of who we are as an organization. We're not a political party.
So how does that work if you become elected, if you are successful in your bid to become the candidate, to become the Ridley councillor for Ward 72? How does that work if you aren't part of any political party?
Well, so that's a very good question. And the movement is made up of ex-ward councillors from ANC, from DA. There's some great minds from the old SABC that's involved, general civic movement, general civic workers, myself personally, who's done reservist and voluntary work in the past. So we take that and we put that into a cocktail, and we have some substance. But what's very important is our angle, and the angle is really in what executes the how.
And what is that?
So the thing is that as, how can I say this? If you look at community / civic organizations that have worked, mm-hmm. If you look at Hatsola, if you look at CAP, if you look at the Chevra Kadisha, all these kinds of movements work when people come together, they put their minds, their money, their heart, and they put that together to get it right. Now, okay, but we're not talking about that, we're talking about local government. Well, what we're saying is let's take that very same formula that works and put it into local government.
Right. And let's just assume that the local, that Johannesburg Council is made up of, or municipality is made up of majority ANC or majority of DA, and you sit within the council and that you're successful. How do you operate within that? What are your guidelines in terms of voting, making decisions, being part of the greater running of the city?
So, another good question. How would you inform?
Thanks.
Well, the first thing is that our MO, we're looking at two wards in Johannesburg, two out of 135. That's what we've focused on. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to bring this new formula, this new system, not an old system, but a new system into ward governance, ward management. Now, when it comes to sitting in the city and things like that, yes, of course, you know, we're minute. If you look at even just Gauteng, we wouldn't be minute if we were to land a seat there. But that doesn't negate from the rights and the mandates as a councillor to affect change, even if it's on a very, very small level. But I'm going to say from the get-go, our target is not to win Johannesburg as a metro. We don't stand a chance. Mm, mm. Our target is our wards, is our Jewish community that we reside in Ward 72. That is a primal focus, and then we've got another focus in Broadacres, that title.